In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I come back from prison, I often read, well, like everybody else, I see billboards. And I seem to have sort of a radar for these billboards and see life's lessons in many of them about how little we really do that's important. Billboards seem to be all about that which is frivolous or sinful or stupid. And here's one that I saw today. It said, "Go to sleep giggling." And I didn't understand it. And then I saw the pictures, and the pictures were of, like, there were three pictures of just inane looks of people that looked like they were from some sort of sitcoms. And then I saw it said 9 to 11 p.m., and then it gave the call letters of some television station, which thankfully I didn't recognize because I don't have television, so I don't even know the television stations. I think most of them begin with a W, huh? That's about all I know. And this is for people to be watching and then fall asleep as they're giggling, watching some ridiculous sitcom. This is the mindset of the world. When I was a kid, it was a running joke that my dad would fall asleep during the Johnny Carson show and then go up and go off to bed when he woke up at the end of the show or towards the middle. This is not the Christian way of life. The Christian way of life is to consider sleep to be the image of death and to have a sober mindset about going to sleep, because as the old prayer says, that perhaps very few people would say anymore, if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Of course, that's an old, I've heard Protestants say it and Roman Catholics say it, but its theology is sound, that we consider sleep to be the image of death, and night especially to be the time for repentance and for prayer, because light night is more still, it's quiet, we can collect our thoughts better, either in the evening hours or in the early morning hours especially. And so the mindset of the world is all over, that life is about entertainment, comfort, having interesting things happen, accomplishments, and really much of our life, if we look at it carefully, it's aimless. I suppose if we were to jot down all the things that we did today and with some detail, we would be shocked to see how little of it was important. If there were some way of capturing all of our thoughts and recording them, and in fact, there is a way, right? The Lord knows them all. But if we could write them down in some reasonable shorthand, because there's so many, how many of those thoughts were fruitful, were salvific, were pious, were about God, about love of neighbor, about striving to follow the commandments, about purity? And how many of them were about giggling and about just pointless things? This problem that has always been in man is multiplied in our modern era with everything making everything available. Of course, you can find out things that will make you giggle on the computer, on your cell phone, in a magazine. You can be literally pumping gas and watching television, because some gas stations have televisions that I haven't sometimes found out how to turn off. Sometimes you press the off button and it doesn't work. So our life is not about entertainment. It's not about comfort. It's not about just pursuing interesting things. It's not against interesting things or against joy or against laughter. But it has to be at the right and opportune times. Our life is about repentance. It's about change. It's about healing. And it's about gradual ascent to perfection. So let's contrast the evening prayers, the part of the evening prayers that I would recommend that you say without fail, with this idea to go to sleep giggling, which is just pointless and stupid and vacuous and vapid. That's not the way we're to live our lives. So at the end of the evening prayers are these short, very intense prayers, starting with the prayer of St. John Damascene. And if you are like me, and sometimes you're kind of weak in the evening, and you don't say your prayers as well as you should, say at least these prayers. You know, sing Christ is Risen and during this season, and then you can go and skip right to these prayers. You're done in 2 minutes. And I guarantee you, you will not giggle through any of these prayers. O Master, lover of mankind, is this bed to be my coffin, or wilt thou enlighten my wretched soul with another day? Behold, the coffin lieth before me. Behold, death confronted me. I fear, O Lord, thy judgment and the endless torments, yet I cease not to do evil. O Lord, my God, I continually anger thee, and thy most pure mother, and above the heavenly host, and my holy guardian angel. I know, O Lord, that I am unworthy of thy love for mankind, but I am worthy of every condemnation and torment. But, O Lord, whether I will it or not, save me. For to save a righteous man is no great thing. To say, have mercy on the pure is nothing wonderful, for they are worthy of thy mercy. But have mercy upon me, a sinner, and show the wonder of thy mercy. In this reveal thy love for mankind, lest my wickedness prevail over thine ineffable goodness and merciful kindness, and order my life as thou wilt. And then there is another troparion. You can sing it if you know how to. Enlighten mine eyes, O Christ God, lest at any time I sleep unto death, lest at any time mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him. And then glory. And then, be my soul's helper, O my God, for I pass through the midst of many snares. Deliver me out of them, and save me, O good one, for thou art good and the lover of mankind. And then a prayer to the Mother of God, and then we sing the same thing that we say at Pascha. Let God arise, and let his enemies be scattered, and let them that hate him flee from before his face. As smoke vanishes, so let them vanish, as wax melteth before the fire. So let demons perish at the presence of them that love God, and sign themselves at the sign of the cross, and say in gladness, rejoice, most precious and life-giving cross of the Lord, thou who drivest away the demons, by the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is crucified on thee. O who went down to Hades and trampled on the power of the devil and gavest thee his precious cross for the driving away of every adversary. O most precious and life-giving cross of the Lord, help me together with the Holy Lady, the Virgin Theotokos, and of all the saints unto the ages of ages. And then follows a prayer where we sort of generally pray for people. Forgive those who hate and wrong us, do good to them, do good, and a few other things. Very quickly, that's it, and a little confession of sins, and that's all. It doesn't take very long, and this is the way we should end our day, not giggling. So perhaps if we were to make a billboard to replace this one, we would say, go to sleep with prayer on your lips. Go to sleep in the hope of God. Go to sleep with the intention to rest your body so that you can get up in the morning and give all of your heart and soul and mind to God. You can take rest in sleep, which is an image of death, and you can arise from the dead in the morning and give glory to the Lord. That's how we should be going to sleep, not watching some ridiculous situational comedy. Even if it were one from a while ago, which wouldn't have such a perversity in it as things nowadays do, it still is not very helpful to us. So I recommend to you strongly that if you have this prayer book, go to the end of the evening prayers. They're called the prayers before sleep. And if you don't have it, I can help you find it. I can even print it off for you because I've got it online. And at least say this portion of the prayers and go to sleep with prayer on your lips. Another good way to go to sleep, if you're able to do it, is go to sleep saying the Jesus prayer. Some people can, some people can't. Sometimes I can, and other times saying the Jesus prayer keeps me up, which isn't a bad thing, really. Right? So let us not listen to the world. It's all over the place. It's everywhere. It's the idea of that life is things and entertainment and accomplishments and just sort of the up and down and the humdrum of life. No, that's not what life is. Life is gradual perfection in Christ. So that's our purpose. So may God help us to attain this purpose. Amen.